By now, I'm sure that many of you are aware that Activision Blizzard is facing a lawsuit brought by the California Department of Fair Employment and Housing after a 2-year investigation into the company. Allegations of discrimination, unequal pay, and sexual harassment are detailed. If you would like the full details of this, you can find the full court filing online, as well as many different news outlets that are covering this. This then starts another cycle of individual players, community members, and content creators trying to reconcile their involvement with a game that we love with the fact that the company that creates the game has also created a work environment and culture that we do not want to help support. It will be up to each individual to make a choice for themselves how they proceed going forward. Let us be clear. This is an individual decision, and no one should be attacked or shamed for the choice that they make. For some, this may mean leaving the game completely, no longer spending any money, or continuing to do exactly what they're doing now. All choices are acceptable and should not be judged. One thing that will not be tolerated is any kind of hate or abuse directed towards members of the development team or anyone involved with this game. They are people just like us who are likely just as upset about this. Many of them may have experienced this directly or witnessed what has happened and did not feel safe or empowered to act at that time. Schwal and I want to reaffirm our stance that all people deserve to be treated with respect and dignity. That we believe the personal stories that are being shared by individuals on Twitter about their experience at Blizzard, both now and in the past. Please listen to them with an open heart and an open mind. With that said, we will not be producing a card review for the upcoming expansion at this time, as we process and evaluate this terrible, yet sadly not unbelievable information. I want to leave you with a Twitter thread from user L. Believy titled, "Ways Men Can Be Better Allies to a Woman." 1. Educate yourself. 2. Understand allyship should be based on responsibility and awareness, not guilt. 3. Ask us what we need if you are unsure. 4. Listen to us. No, really listen. 5. Consider your language. Avoid terms like girls, bossy, or shrill. 6. Amplify our voices. 7. Understand and acknowledge your privilege. 8. Understand and acknowledge your unconscious bias. 9. Understand the difference between equity and equality. 10. Challenge gender discrimination. 11. Challenge microaggressions. 12. Stop using terms like boys will be boys or fraternity behavior. Call it what it is, sexual harassment and violence. 13. If you know us, offer us a lift, taxi, or walking with us somewhere at night. 14. When we're on our own and you don't know us, leave us alone. 15. Talk to your male and female mutuals about gender inequality. 16. Use your democratic voice to vote for policies that support women's rights. 17. If you see sexual harassment, disrespect, sexism, or discrimination, report it. 18. If you witness any of the above, ask us if we are okay or need any support. 19. Campaign for better access to sexual violence counseling. A 12-month waiting list is not good enough. 20. Use gender-inclusive language in job advertisements. 21. Consider advertising vacancies as flexible working hours or splitting over two part-time roles rather than one full-time position. 22. Consider mentoring. 23. Be aware of gender bias with rating performance. 24. Be aware of FTE, full-time employment bias, when rating performance, which can be indirectly discriminatory towards women. 25. Consider whether you are mansplaining. 26. Think of at least one commitment you can make to yourself to be a better ally and review your progress. 27. Share this knowledge with other males.